Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It's going to be a great weekend just down the road there at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. They will be inducting three in the class of 2024, Donnie Allison, Jimmy Johnson, Chad Knaus, and I always like to see the guys that aren't drivers get in there, man. It's always good to see. Here to tell us more about it on the Bodyworks Plus guest hotline, appropriate for that, is Winston Kelly, the executive director of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's never bad to be on the Bodyworks Plus guest hotline if you're talking in cars, is it?
Oh, I'm just delighted to be on. Appreciate you having us. And I know you know a thing about cars, having spent a little bit of time in Indianapolis, I guess.
I do. In fact, I was learning something as I was researching this class and what was going on. Janet Guthrie is this year's recipient of the Landmark Award for Outstanding Contributors to NASCAR. I did not, you know, I associate Janet Guthrie with the Indy 500. Tell me more about her involvement in NASCAR.
Well, one of the reasons she came to NASCAR was when she did not qualify for the Indianapolis 500 back in the late 1970s. It was 76 or 77, and Humpy Wheeler with the Charlotte Motor Speedway had the foresight to say, hey, how about coming down here and racing? And while she never became full-time, she was a trailblazing female racer, was the first to race in the Daytona 500, finished sixth at Bristol, which is a tough racetrack, and she is appropriately being recognized for her contributions to NASCAR and helping open the doors to female drivers, crew members, and many more. So, and Donnie Allison raced in the Indianapolis 500 as well. Yeah. So a bit of an Indy tie-in with this year's class for sure.
You couldn't get Allison family members out of a car back in that time, could you? Any car, anywhere, anytime?
Absolutely. And Bobby would go everywhere, mostly racing NASCAR, late model cars, stock cars, of course, the Winston Cup cars back in the day. But Donnie still holds the record for the highest finish of anybody from NASCAR in the Indianapolis 500, finishing fourth. So quite the accolade there for Donnie.
And anybody who's paid attention to NASCAR in the last two decades, I think they know Jimmy Johnson, do they not?
I would say if you had any remote knowledge of NASCAR, he tied a record many thought would never be tied again. That's the seven-time championships that he shares with Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt. But he and his crew chief, Chad Knaus, who's also going in this year, set another record that many think cannot be accomplished again, and that's five consecutive Cup Series championships that they won from 2006 to 2010. Chad with 82 wins, Jimmy with 83 wins. You know, you could go on and on about their accolades and accomplishments on the track as well as their contributions off the track.
I also think it's appropriate that they go in together, is it not?
I think so, and it's interesting. Last year we had a debate. One of our things that we're doing today, we call the Insider Experience, that we do a Q&A with each of the incoming inductees, and during the breaks there was a conversation with folks about their eligibility next year, and would people rather see them go in together or have their own class? And the room was actually fairly split. The voting panel, though, very clearly said they're eligible, they're seven-time champions, they should go in together, and one will not overshadow the other, because while they're complementary and intertwined, they're their own person and had their own unique accomplishments. So I personally happen to agree and voted for both of them, that both of them should go in together as soon as they were eligible.
You know, and there's something about when we're talking about NASCAR and the idea being that everybody pretty much has the same cards, how much can you get out of it, whether you're the crew chief or the driver. I've always found it interesting, though, when you look at the greats. You mentioned the Richard Petty, and even you talk about Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson. Pretty amazing how consistent they were with the crew chiefs they had at the time, too.
Absolutely. And you're talking about someone who, with a drive for perfection, not a drive for excellence, but a drive for perfection and attention to detail. And he's been that way working with our exhibits team on how we're going to showcase his accomplishments. It won't be another 48 car, which will be next to him, but that's to be unveiled on Saturday. And he has been very, very engaged in the whole process. To make sure that we do it right. It's not been a look at me thing. It's a how can we make this the best exhibit that it can be. So he's been fabulous to work with and just an incredible attention to detail now overseeing all four Hendrick Motorsport Chevrolets.
Winston Kelly, kind enough to join us on the Bodyworks Pluscast hotline today. He is the executive director at the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and they have their induction ceremonies for 2024 this weekend. And here's the other thing I love about what you guys do. You get the blue jacket, and everybody knows about jackets and Hall of Fames and those kinds of things. But the class ring, I think, is the cool part. You can just take that puppy with you everywhere you go, and you know that's going to be on the hands of those guys consistently.
Absolutely, Judge. Richard Petty used to tease his crew chief, Dale Inman, about having one that Jostens made before he got in, which was only 2 years later, and it was all in good fun. And you mentioned the jacket. One of the things that sets it apart is our friends from NASCAR, when they came up with the concept, went to the people that do the green jacket for the Masters. Same people do this. We've got our own blue that'll never be used again, and that's what's presented to the inductees tonight with many of their fellow Hall of Famers there so they can wear it throughout the weekend. So we're very appreciative of both Jostens and the blue jacket that we're able to present to them this weekend.
I think they made my high school class ring back in the day. How about that?
They did mine, and I lost it somewhere along the line.
Mine's in a box somewhere at my folks, I think. I don't know. But here's the other thing. I know it's a very popular event with a lot going on. Is there still a way people can get involved in this and be a part of what's going on?
Yeah, we're proud that a couple of our events are sold out that are tomorrow that are private events. Actually, our insiders experience, it starts in about an hour, still have a few tickets. And we do have a few tickets to the induction ceremony tomorrow night. The dinner's already sold out and full, but the ceremony that starts at 8 o'clock. And if folks would want to come early, we've got a red carpet arrival and a dine and shine. And you can find out all about that on NASCARHall.com. And if you're interested in coming, or just show up and buy a ticket here at our guest services area. And then we'll also have activities tomorrow if somebody wants to come and buy a ticket tomorrow and be a part of some of the Q&A sessions that we have with our inductees on Saturday, I should say.
Winston, let's do more stuff together. I've been saying this to Colin for the last year. We got to do more stuff with you guys.
I would love to come by or have you guys come by here. Just enjoy what you do and appreciate all the focus on this great sports town. And would love to get together more frequently, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's make a pledge, both of us, to do that in the coming weeks here, all right?
We will do that.
All right. There he is, Winston Kelly, Executive Director of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, joining us this morning on the Bodyworks Plus Guest Hotline. Three inductees for 2024, Donnie Allison, Jimmy Johnson, Jad Knaus, and Janet Guthrie is this year's recipient of the Landmark Award for Outstanding Contributions to NASCAR.